Hi, my name's Corey and I'm in Year 10 at Belvoir Special School.
Hi, my name's Zach and I'm in Year 11 at Belvoir Special School.
We've got a plan to get John Williamson to our school.
Zach, what are some of the songs that you like of John's?
Well, I like True Blue, Whip Whip Woodchip and a whole heap of others.
Corey, how did you find out about John Williamson?
I watched some YouTube clips and listened to his songs.
So what would be the number one pick of his songs that you'd like to hear?
True Blue.
True Blue.
Is it me or you? Is it a cockatoo?
Is it mum and dad?
I understand that you're in the process of writing a song so that it can be recorded and sent to John.
Yes.
What are some of the lyrics that will be in that song, do you think?
John Williamson has always been true blue.
So you'll talk about him being true blue?
Yes.
Will you talk about how much you like his music?
Yes.
And will you tell him what it would be like if he was to say yes and come to your school?
Yes.
How good would it be?
Really good. Stoked.
You'd be stoked?
Yes.
How would you welcome him at school?
We'd welcome him with a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
And cake.
And some cake.
Where would you take him through your school? What sort of things would you show him at your school?
We'd show him the classrooms and our schoolyard, and we'd get him to meet our school principal. That'd be a miracle.
A miracle.
Yep.
Zach, what about you?
I'd show him my music teacher and my PE teacher.
How important is your music teacher and PE teacher to you?
Really good.
Why?
Because Pete helps us out with the music.
And your PE teacher?
Takes us on the bike track.
Do you guys play any instruments?
We play the drums.
Do you think you could play True Blue on the drums?
Yeah.
Fantastic. This is really exciting. Well, I look forward to hearing more of your song once you've written it and performed it. And I'm hoping that John would say yes. We'll start a campaign today to get John Williamson to Belvoir School.
Yeah.
All right. You guys are behind it?
Yes.
I'm behind it. Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it, because John Williamson is...
True Blue.
True Blue.
And you guys are too. Well done.
Oh, almost got a tear in my eye listening to all that.
Well, what do you think? Can you fit a visit into the school?
Well, I think we can coordinate when I'm there for the show. I think we'll work that out. I'm not sure when that is, though.
It's October the 31st.
October, yes. And that'll be no problem. How could I say no?
Well, it is a weekend, so I'm sure we'll have to do a bit of negotiating with your team and their team to make it all happen. But that's fantastic, because you're a busy man, you're touring, and you always seem to have time.
I like a cup of tea.
What about cake?
The only thing is, it's a show day, I'm not supposed to have milk or cream or anything like that, so they'll have to have soy milk for me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's some sort of cake that doesn't have dairy in it, but I'm a big fussy, but I know it does actually affect my voice, so. But I'm sure that's not a big problem. You know, I could have a dry biscuit and, so I don't know. You know.
These are good things to know, John. These are good things to know.
But that'd be delightful, and didn't those kids sound wonderful? Yeah, it always, you know, makes you realise why you're in this business, really, those sort of things, yeah.
You always seem to have time, though, for many a fan, and you support many a worthy cause. Why do you do it?
Oh, well, I just feel lucky. I was a very lucky kid, brought up with loving parents in the beautiful little town of Quambatook, and I've just had everything go my way, and I know not everybody else does, so I feel kind of privileged and lucky to have had a life that I've had, and to be able to write a song, all those things just came to me without really, you know, obviously I've worked on it, on the talent that I've had, but just the fact that, you know, you're born with certain things, I just never take it for granted, I guess. It's a coincidence that Meg and I, my wife and I, are about to go on a variety bash, and of course, the variety raises money for children with special needs, and we're heading all the way to Bunbury, first of all, from Sydney. It's a double one, this one. That's a long way. We're going to follow the railway line along the Nullarbor. We won't go on bitumen at all. Then we get to from Bunbury all the way up to Broome, so it's like 20 days. And it's all about, because we would have already, all the cars, there'll be over 100 cars from New South Wales, and probably 250 people. And we would have already raised a huge amount of money for special kids. So it's all always, it's my favourite charity, actually.
Well, the Variety Bash does a great job, and we've heard about what they've done here locally with some of the people that get behind it and have raised quite a considerable amount of money along the way to build playground equipment or some other aids to help those who need a little bit of help every now and again. And I know Belvoir Special School will be stoked. They have the Belvoir Breakers, a very talented school band, so I'm sure that they'll work something out to put on a performance. And I can't wait to hear the song that they're working on for you either.
That'll be very interesting.
Well, this is going to be great. We're going to talk more between now and when you're in our part of the world. You're in Shepparton on Friday the 30th of October and Saturday the 31st at the Commercial Club in Albury. And
yeah, good club.
We will talk some more between now and then and see how we go about coordinating this visit to the Belvoir Special School in Wodonga. I think you've just made their year, John. John Williamson, what a man. Didn't hesitate when we asked if he'd give them a shout-out and come and see the school. He said yes. So there you go. Belvoir Special School, get ready. Start organising and planning for that visit with John later in the year.